Happy Tuesday. So, has anybody watched the only two episodes of that show called Work It on ABC? It was a show about two guys who were out of work, and their only way of getting a job was to dress as women. And the show was really bad. I watched the first episode, and I was like, oh my God, this thing is the worst on TV. And lots of people agreed, actually, because there was protests about it, there were letters, and there were boycotts, all this kind of stuff, because they found it extremely offensive. Besides the show being extremely bad, it was offensive to certain members of the LGBT community, and they had an uproar against ABC about it. But it turns out the show was actually canceled because of extremely low ratings. And it, even though there was lots of protests about it, they were not the reason why ABC decided to cancel it. After only two episodes, the show has been canceled. I am really glad about that, but I also think that the show that came on right before it should be canceled. Tim Allen's Last Man Standing, I think it is. Some people... Well, I actually didn't read too much about that show, but I just found that show extremely offensive as well because it seems to be against women and against every group in the United States. But yet it seems to be extremely popular, and I'm sure it's simply because of Tim Allen. I don't like the show. I watched it like the first two episodes and said, this is not a show that I want to support. So I stopped watching it. But today's news, I've just burped some Petit Verdot. Anyway, today's news about, well, I guess it was actually announced yesterday that ABC was canceling Work It. Well, it was also announced that Cougar Town, one of my favorite shows, is coming back in the time slot that Work It was in on Tuesday nights at 8:30. And I absolutely love Cougar Town. Courtney Cox and that crew, really, I mean, it's an extremely funny show, and I love it. And it's been off the air for probably a year or so. I don't know exactly how long. But it was announced today that it's coming back on in that time slot. And on Huffington Post, if I go back to that article, which I just closed the frickin' window. Where is that? It talked about the show coming back. Cougar Town returns exclusive Season 3 scoop. Fans of the cul-de-sac crew got the terrific news on Tuesday that Cougar Town is finally returning after almost a year off the air. That's reason enough to raise a very full wine glass. Cheers! Oh, it's actually coming back on February 14th on Valentine's Day. That's the first day it will be back. But there was something about the name change. I'm like, no, do not change the name. Oh, here's the question. So is the name change finally dead? This is the reporter asking the question. I figure there are no plans to change the name from Cougar Town, but I thought I'd just ask. It is so dead. That said, if we hear a better name, we'll change it. We won't. We'll change it? We won't. Wait a minute. Let me read that again. That said, if we hear a better name, we'll change it. We won't. That doesn't make any sense. It's dead. I'm pretty sure. I think it's dead. Stick with the name. That's what people are used to. That's me talking now. Cougar Town, such a good show. I'm glad it's coming back on. And, of course, I'll be setting my DVR. Actually, my DVR may still have that in the history of recording shows when they come back on, even though it's been gone for a year. I have to check my settings in the DVR. Speaking of the DVR, I've got like 4 hours of stuff to watch. Maybe it's even more than that, like 6 hours of stuff to watch. And I'm behind on that and listening to podcasts as well. So the next thing up on the list is something new I discovered on my car, my brand new car. It's auto wipers. Now, or I should say rain sensing wipers. This morning it was raining and I had just been reading in my owner's manual yesterday because I was looking up something else about the car. And I was reading, flipping through the page, and I saw this thing about rain-sensing wiper blades. And I thought, well, I know I have that because I remember reading it on the sticker on the window. And I'm like, well, I didn't really pay attention because it hasn't really rained since I got my car. But today it was raining. Anyway, I remember reading it last night and it said, just put the wipers in the intermittent setting or whatever on the wiper thing. You know, yeah, you can have slow, medium, fast, and then intermittent where you can change the amount, how fast it goes. Well, anyway, so you put it in intermittent and then you just let it go. And there's a sensor on the outside of the window right behind the rearview mirror, and it senses how much water is on the window, and it will decide for you how fast the wiper should go. And I saw this in action today because on the way to work, when I first started out, it was raining pretty good, and the wipers were going almost constantly, but there was a little intermittent to it. And then as I got farther down the road, the rain slowed up, and the wipers slowed up. They stopped. They didn't completely stop, but they would wait. You know, they would automatically detect the water, how much water, and then change the level of intermittent wiping that it did. And I thought, this is the coolest thing. I put it in intermittent, and I'll never have to turn on the wipers again. Because you know how sometimes when it's just like spitting rain, and you have to, not that it's a big deal, but you press the wiper thing, and it clears the window for you. Well, instead of having to even touch it, you put it in this setting, and it automatically does it for you by the amount of rain that's on the window. And I just thought that is the coolest thing. I discover more and more things about my new car that I just did not know. The thing I'm trying to currently figure out, which is why I had the owner's manual out, was I'm trying to figure out this Microsoft Sync apps, where you're supposed to be able to use the Microsoft Sync system to run some of the apps on your phone. Well, I read the whole thing last night and couldn't find anything about how it worked, or, you know, definitively, I should say. So today, when I got home from work, I did some research, and it turns out that my phone, the iPhone, it will only run the audio settings and the phone. It won't actually run any apps, at least as far as I can tell. When I went to Sync My Ride, the Ford Sync website, I looked at the phone compatibility chart, and it really only works on the Android phones. And when I say that, it only will run certain apps. Like if you have Pandora on your Android phone, it will run the Pandora app for you through the Sync voice-activated Sync system. So, but that is certainly no reason to go out and get a freaking Android phone. Those things suck. But I'm sure at some point in the future, this with an upgrade, they will be able to run some of the apps. Like, I was really hoping, and that's the other thing too, it doesn't do texting. It does, I was really hoping that you could respond to text through the Sync system, and you can on very limited phones. I looked at the list, and there's maybe 4 phones that will let you respond to text messages on through the voice-activated Sync system. Anyway, so that was what I was playing around with, today. So that's all I have on my list. I do want to mention that on Thursday, Apple will be holding an event in New York City about textbooks. And supposedly there's going to be a new EPUB application that will let you publish your writings digitally or something like that. I'm not really into that part of the whole Apple thing. But I know that the kids over at Don't Quit Your Day Job, they publish things on Kindle and the Nook and the iPad and stuff. So this might be something that they would be interested in. I'm not really sure. And then there was also a rumor that the iPad 3 will be introduced, or at least announced, in February and then released in March. We'll see if that actually comes through. But you will certainly know that I will have the iPad 3 the minute that it comes out. I will pre-order it, and I will get, you know, probably the top of the line and all that stuff, because I have Apple gift cards that I've been saving for 2 years, well, a year and a half now, that I'm going to use for the iPad 3. So it's basically already paid for. I won't have to charge anything. So anyway, all right, well, that is all I have for today. Now, here we go. It's almost 10 minutes long. So that's all I have for today. Until next time. Bye.